Jim Jordan, Jack Smith alleged snooping a total separations of powers issue. By Jeff Poor on July 16, 2026. Wednesday, during an appearance on FNC's Hannity, Representative Jim Jordan, RO, detailed how a Senate investigation revealed that alleged spying by former special counsel Jack Smith resulted in him reading texts to and from members of Congress. Jordan said Smith's use of power posed constitutional questions about separation of powers. "Let's get your take on this," host Sean Hannity said. "Is this a violation of constitutional rights?" "Yes," Jordan replied. "It is?" Hannity asked. "Were you caught up in this?" Jordan said, "Oh, yeah. I mean, dash, they got my phone logs. There were 44 members of the United States Congress. Me, senators, members of the House, even some Democrats. A handful of Democrats were caught up in this. And again, this, you can't do that. As Senator Hawley just said, this is a separation of powers issue. There's a speech or debate clause. It was supposed to be filtered and screened. It wasn't. It was just given from the National Archives to Jack Smith's team. But like we always say, Sean, the one thing we get wrong when we start these investigations, the one thing we always get wrong, is that it's always worse than we thought. So it wasn't just a, and never forget the toll records issue. Remember, 16 days after Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker of the House, Jack Smith goes and gets his phone records from the carrier. The top Republican in government, the guy second in line to the president. Jack Smith knew who called him, when the call took place, how long the call lasted. He can pattern someone's life, he continued. Who's the Speaker of the House talking to before big votes, after big votes? Well, that is just wrong. That is a total separations of powers issue that they violated, and they went to another branch of government, got that information without a warrant. They got it and they didn't screen it. And then Jack Smith under oath says, "No, no, we didn't get any contents." Well, shazam, it looks like they did. And it looks like he wasn't square with us when he testified in front of our committee. And we will look at a referral possibility. We're already looking at that. Do we need to refer him to the Justice Department? To Attorney General Blanche for them to go ahead and move forward with prosecution? We're looking at that as we speak. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.